Today has been a contemplation about respect and compassion, about family, friends, and life. How much we can take things for granted, how much we forget how to respect ourselves, and how much we forget to treasure those who we have in our lives. This is going to be a heartbreaking topic, I will be honest. This is CM Radio, Life Talk. I'm your host, Karina Martinez. They say that respect begins with ourselves in order to be able to respect others, to our loved ones, basically. We have to learn to love ourselves first in order to love them. Well, I would say also this, compassion is to have compassion for ourselves, so we can have compassion for others. People have taken things for granted when someone passes away. We forget that the word compassion means, we forget the word respect, and we begin to think it's okay to profit off of somebody's death after they just died. Food for thought. I know in breaking news from TMZ and many other news stations and other news articles and newspapers have been reporting about Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gina, who died in a helicopter crash. And they had five other people with them. They were heading to Fresno for his daughter's game. He left behind his wife and family, who are still alive, no longer have him or Gina in their lives. My heart does go out to them. But the people who are trying to profit off his name, shame on you for lacking compassion and respect. Life is too precious for us to take for granted because tomorrow is never given. Tonight's never given. We don't know what will happen. We cannot predict, nor can we say it'll never happen. Never say never. That's when it'll bite us. Again, my heart goes out to his family. My heart goes out to many families who have suffered similar tragedies, whether it be disease or other incidents that have happened that have caused the death. This is where compassion comes in. I hope that this episode is food for thought and makes us think twice about what we do, what we say, to never forget to tell our loved ones every day we love them, to find ways to end arguments and bring healthy and hopeful relationships, and to continue to show forgiveness for one another in order to forgive ourselves. As we all know how precious every day is, remember, say a prayer tonight for his family. And make sure to have that compassion to let them know they're not alone. They're not going to suffer alone. We are all here for them. Make sure we keep them in our thoughts. Like I said, this was going to be a tough episode. Feel free to message me if you have any questions, thoughts, or wanted to share your experiences. I might post them in my next episode. If you do enjoy this podcast, I mean, please subscribe. And I hope you all know that I love you all. Until next time.